In the book of Isaiah 52, before Isaiah 53, which is one of my favorite chapters of the Word of God, that speaks about the prophecy of our Savior's death on the cross. Here the Lord's talking about Israel, about them awaking out of, my friend, the sin and the situation that they're in, and how that they're in a captivity, and how that God had delivered them and brought them out of Egypt. How that, thank God, that God claimed them as His own. And Israel was to be saved. In fact, Israel shall be saved. Amen. And we look here at the Word of God tonight, verse number 7. The writer Isaiah said, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. In the book of Romans, the same scripture tonight, in Romans 10, the Bible said in verse number 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? And as is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to preach tonight, Lord, help me a little while. Thank God on what good news we heard when the preacher walked in. Amen. I mean, brother, thank God between you and hell, God had a message. Amen. I'm telling this, our friend, people's trying to get a sinner saved anyway. There's only one way a man gets saved, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll have to hear the gospel by the power of God if he's going to get under conviction and get saved. No man can come to the Father except the Father draw him. There's no other way a man gets in. You got in that way, God draws you. What got you interested in the gospel? Well, first of all, you heard it. Amen. That's right. You'll never get interested until you hear it. You got to hear what God says. That's what the book says tonight. Thank God, faith come by hearing. And God started working in your heart by hearing the gospel. So it's good news when the preacher walks in. And how shall they preach except they be sent? That God sends a man of God to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when I look at this tonight, he talks about how that God came in the man of God and published them good things. For them that were in bondage, thank God there's freedom. For them that's in sin, there's deliverance. For them tonight, my friend, that's without hope, there is hope. Thank God for them tonight that don't know God can know God. Peter said, who were not a people but are a people. Peter said, them that had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. That God brought it that way. That he gave it to us that way. And you don't get it no other way. Thank God, that's the way God brought it in. And when that man of God stood and proclaimed the blessed gospel, the grace of Almighty God, God came on the scene. God showed up. You know why? Because it's about him. Because he approves it. Because he witnesses to it. And he takes the witness of the word of God, the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend deals with sinners in their own heart that they might be saved by the grace of God. Amen. You see what a difference it made when the preacher walked in. Amen. That's right. Thank God God sent a preacher by your way. Amen. That's right. You better believe that. You didn't get saved without one. Amen. You had to be preached to by the gospel. Hey, it took the Holy Ghost to preach that man. It took the Holy Ghost to deal with that man. Like was said this morning, thank God we preach. It takes God to do the dealing. Amen. Oh, you better count yourself as a privileged person. That God thought about you when, thank God, he sent the power of God in the preaching of the word of God. You're not like that rest of that crowd. Praise God. Thank God he bypassed. But he came where you was at. He didn't have to. Don't you think he did? of God, my friend, didn't have to come where you was at. He came because he wanted to, and he chose to. For a man to think that he had to be, ain't God dealt with. I'll tell you, I beg to differ with you. Everybody's going to hell condemned, without God, without hope. But there was a day that God came where you was at. I'll tell you, he didn't have to. Don't you think he did? But he done, thank God, out of the mercy of the Lord. He stopped you on your road to hell. Thank God, he gave you gospel truth. He gave you the word of God in your heart. I tell you, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. He came where you was at. That's the only way you could get out, by the grace of God. Amen. That's right. You better know that. You didn't get out because you willed your way out. Amen. You willed your way into sin. Your will's bent to sin. Your will never could choose God. Your will never willed and never could. The Bible said in John 1:13, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. It was God all the way. Amen. That's right, brother. You better know that. It wasn't by man. It's by the God of heaven. Hey, God had mercy on you. It wasn't because you was born in that family, even though that is mercy. Thank God, it's because God came by. Hey, salvation's not, my friend, in a collective package. It's an individual package. Thank God, he comes to individuals. God speaks to you personally. God came to you where you was at. Thank God, it convicted you and showed you where you was at with him. Lost, depraved, and without God. He had to do that, you'd never been saved. I'm glad it didn't end there, aren't you? It'd be a sad state to get under conviction and see yourself lost going to hell. But thank God, that's part of the story. I'm glad I can tell you tonight, there's the rest of it. Thank God, I got more to say than Paul Harvey. Amen. I'm a God called man. I'm telling you, friend, thank God when Jesus came, he came to save sinners. There's never a man without excuse. Hey, he's going to have to come that way. How about it's been made available? Thank God, through Calvary, through the cross, every sinner that ever lived, thank God, has an opportunity to respond under the gospel that they have heard. Amen. That's right. Better believe that. So it's a good day when the preacher walked in.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. It's a good day when the preacher walked in. Amen. And it better be more than me.
Amen.
Better be the Holy Ghost. Amen. Walk in with me. It's a good day when the preacher walks in. See, Israel right here. Amen. Jesus, my friend, is in Isaiah 53. Is that one that gave himself. Oh, brother, we really see tonight exactly what he done on Calvary. The punishment that he went through. Thank God that we could be made free. The punishment he went through that a man could be justified. That he could be saved. That he took every sin and laid it upon him. He laid on him the iniquity of us all. That we could be made free. I'm telling you, that's amazing to me tonight. Of God doing that to his own son. That God being satisfied with what he done to his son. That he absolutely punished him. I mean, he was marred, the Bible said. As vicious was. He went, my friend, was wounded and beaten and strung. He hung on an old rugged tree. Hey, and faced the punishment of sin. God showed you what hell would be like. On Calvary, because I'm telling you what. Either you'll come to Calvary, or you'll go to hell. And sin will be punished. Because hell, my friend, is a place God punishes sin. And he will punish sin. But he done it on Calvary. Before you went to hell. He done it there, thank God. That he can receive you. Thank God, through the blood. Through the death. Through the punishment. That Jesus went through. Amen. That's right. That's how you got out of it. Can I tell you what you had to do in salvation? You couldn't do nothing but come to him. That's right. Boy, the more I grow in the grace of God, the more I see it's all God. That's right. You say, well, I chose him. You didn't. He chose you. You didn't love him. He loved you. You didn't have no. Hey, friend, listen, I was 24 years old when I got saved. God started dealing my heart a year before that. About my sin, about how I was living, the wickedness I was in. And I wanted out of sin, didn't know how to get out. I thought I'd make some kind of resolution and try to quit using bad language. The Bible said bitterness and cursing is under their tongue. I thought I'd quit this and quit that. And thought I'd be a better person. But I never could get ain't God free in my own heart. I never could quit sinning because I had sin in me. And thank God for that good day when God courted me and showed me I was lost. Showed me I couldn't get saved. Hey, in my own strength, I told the man I was saved, but I really wasn't. I just told him that he quit bothering me. But it was more than him that was bothering me. Thank God when the man of God walked in. Amen. That's right. He walked in my life with an OKJV. Thank God he preached the gospel to me. I couldn't get away from it. I pray for you, and I'm telling you this tonight. When the man of God walks in your corn patch, when he gets where you're living, thank God, you better thank God for it. He's a confrontational God. He'll confront you and me. He loves that way, friend. How can you, aren't you glad for the day that he confronted you with your sin? You couldn't get out of sin. It took God to get you out of sin. You never could change, but God had to change you, and you needed more change. Thank God that what your outward man was. Amen. A lot of people try to get people to change outwardly. They need more change than that. Amen. May a better world and society if people would change outwardly. But I'm telling you this. Thank God you need an inward change. He said, can the leper change his spots? Can the Ethiopian change his skin? He said, neither condemned, that's accustomed to do evil, to do right. That's what he said this morning. You're bent to sin. That's your nature. That's like a duck goes to water. Amen. That's because this is nature. That's why a hog goes to swamp. This is nature. That's why you sin. It's in your nature. It's an Adamic nature. It's a damnable nature. It's a condemned nature. Because it's against the very holiness of a righteous God. That says man must be perfect. That man must be perfect. You'll never go to heaven unless you're perfect. You're going to have to be perfect to enter heaven, friend. You'll not get in there unless you're perfect. That's why your flesh has got to stop here. Thank God you got to put on an incorruptible body. Because you got to be perfect when you get there. There's never a person will enter in unperfect. You'll have to have the right wedding garment on. If you don't have the right wedding garment on, you'll not get in heaven. Amen. He looked at that crowd of wedding guests and he said, there's one here without the wedding garment. But you know who was it saw him? It was the king that saw him. That rest of that crowd said, Tara, they didn't recognize it. But when the king walked in, he said, he's not got the right garment on. I'll tell you, you better know you got the right garment on. You better know, thank God, there's been a day, thank God, that you got under conviction, and God got a hold of your heart, and God saved you. There's no other way for a man to get saved. I'm glad when the preacher walks in. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I've had people say, well, Brother Hyde, that preaching makes me nervous. Thank God, I'm glad for it. Amen. You don't have to take nerve pills because preaching, amen. That's right. Thank God, get in where God's at. Amen. It makes me, thank God, intense, amen, because I won't get in there and preach. Amen. I won't get in there with them, amen. That's right. Preaching does that to me. It wears me out. Thank God, I'm like Brother Joe said, he's tired this morning. Thank God, I go back two times on Sunday. I feel like I've delivered my heart and preached. I want God to help me. I do. I don't want to leave this place without God helping me. I want the old time prayer of my life. I want to preach. Thank God when the preacher walked in. There's been preachers that walk in my life that God has took my course in the way God wanted me to go through, a man of God. Preaching my way and teaching my way. I'm telling you what, you better not never undervalue that. I'm telling you, friend, God said he brought good tidings. He brought the declaration of salvation. He brought it through the man of God preaching. That's the way you get saved. That's why you ought to keep around preaching. gets all these entertainment games at the house of God. And I will say this, anything that puts preaching to the side is not a God anyhow. I don't care what it is. Amen. God said He manifested His Word in these last days through preaching. That's what He said. Amen. We're not going to have Bozo the Clown. Thank God, Hay Rise and all that bunch of stuff. Children's Church. Right here is the Children's Church. Thank God. I'll tell you what, they need to see a man of God sweat and preach the Word of God to them. Amen. Not put in a back room somewhere giving them Kool-Aid and a cookie. Thank God, give them a puppet show. Thank God. I'll tell you, there's too many puppets today in our homes and pulpits. Amen. We need some preaching in this area. I'm glad when the man of God walked in, I'm glad he wasn't afraid that thank God the members of the church. He preached what God said and went with God. I couldn't have no freedom. I might as well close the Bible and go to the house and resign. If I got to do that, I'm going to preach what God gives me. If He gives it to me, go ahead and get ready for it. If God gives it to me, it'll help you. It'll touch you. It'll give you something in your heart. I'm telling you, thank God when the man of God walked in. And he walked in and Ezra said, I'm telling you, there's a God that reigns. There's a God that delivers. They had been in idolatry. A bunch of them kings of Israel, my friend, worship idols and groves and done all kind of evil before God. Hey, and thank God. Isaiah came in and said, I will tell you, there's a God that reigns, and He's the only true and living God. He's the only one that can bring salvation. He's the only one that can bring deliverance. Thank God when the man of God walked in. I'll tell you, not everybody will like it, but I'll tell you what, them that saved, they'll like it. Because they like the truth and they want to hear it. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Old Ahab didn't like it. Thank God. Old Elijah. Thank God. Amen. He told Obadiah. He said, I won't see Ahab. Amen. Ahab come to him. He said, are you the one that troubles Israel? He said, no, you're the troublemaker. Amen. That's right. We call troublemakers, but we stand for truth. In this day, boy, if you live for God and stand for truth, they'll call you a fanatic. Amen. I tell you, friend, I'm telling you this. We're living in an evil day. Truth's not accepted. They think we're crazy. It wasn't long ago they're writing little articles about, thank God, this man up here in Minnesota. I think it was Target. And the Best Buy, they'd gone against, thank God, that liberal politician. And they'd give money to a conservative. And then a bunch of gays. Thank God, they went out there and protested Target. I tell you, you ought to go buy something there, amen. And they was out there protesting. And I wrote a little old thing about it. And I said, thank God somebody take a stand against sin. I said, sodomy's a filthy, ungodly, no good for nothing lifestyle. That God never put His hand on, never will. Thank God. I said, I'm glad. Hey, somebody will stand against it. Thank God. That's right. Well, these bunch of Luthers don't know nothing. I'd hate to have the tag Lutheran. Thank God. Ordained a bunch of sodomites. I tell you, that's ungodly. You know what God thinks about it? He said, I burn them into hell. That's right. I wrote a little thing. I said, the liberal media is a bunch of infidels, wicked as a devil. Somebody wrote me back and said, you're an evil person. Well, they don't see, that's what I'm talking about. Did he not say in that day they'll call good evil and evil good? Did they not say, well, speak unto us smooth things? I want to hear something good, amen. Thank God, then you better go get you a bedtime story, amen. That's right, because I ain't preaching them. I'm preaching the truth, amen. Thank God for when the man of God walked in and he looked you eyeball to eyeball, amen. He told Jeremiah, be not afraid of their faces. He said, look them in the eyes. Thank God, they got some hard rock faces, he said. But I'm God, and I'll break them. That's right, he said, my word's like a hammer that can break it into pieces. It's like a sword that can divide sun or soul and spirit and joint and marrow and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. That's what he said. I'll tell you the word of God will work. Just go ahead and tell it. Don't tell your opinion. Tell what God says. Thank God when the man of God walks in. One day away, Jehoshaphat, they're going to battle. They just won't know how God was going to treat them in that battle. And they got all them liberal prophets out there. And listen to them. God help. That crowd that sat at Jezebel's table. I wouldn't want to sit at Jezebel's table. Me and Jezebel don't get along. I'm just going to go with God. I don't care what anybody. I'm just going to dig in a little deeper.
Amen.
Amen. Go on, God. Say, well, you won't have as many friends. Famous friends, they will. You don't have that many anyhow. Right, here they are. That's right. I thought my family loved me. They got mad at me when I got saved. You got surprised, didn't you? Amen. Old Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of God around? Ahab said, there's one, but I hate him. They didn't want to hear what he had to say on Micaiah. And they bring him out. And they said, now, you need to speak the right things. This is what these other boys said to him. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'll tell him what God says. He didn't like what he said. Thank God when the man of God walked in. It's the only way you get in hearing the gospel. You better thank him tonight. If you're not saved, you need to get saved. But I heard a man of God preaching on that this week, and I believe he's right. He said he quit telling people to get saved. He said they can't. He said you must be saved. Sinner can't save himself. Had to be God to save him. See, Jonah had it right when he said salvation's of the Lord. And he was a prophet of God. He got in the whale's belly because he didn't want to go to preach to a bunch of Ninevites. And when God got through with him in that university, amen, and he said salvation's of the Lord, he spit him out. He vomited on shore. And Jonah went, thank God, on a day's journey, which was 3 days, and got to preaching. Like he said this morning, was about 6 or 8 words. He said, and that's all it took, because God spoke to that crowd, and they repented. Pinning in sackcloth and ashes, and God saved them. I'm telling you what, thank God when the preacher walks in. You know what a curse is on the church? Let me tell you what it is. Not having a preacher to walk in. There's a lot of hirelings. That means they've been hired for the job instead of called by God. That's right.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Remy. I know that's right. I know God puts men where His will is, and He does use them in that church. God uses them throughout this whole world preaching the gospel. Amen. Huh? And that's right. Buddy, you better go back and look in your life. That when God put a man of God in your place, when God put a man of God in your stead, when God put a man of God to proclaim something to you, I'm telling you, it's been a difference since the man of God walked in. I tell you, when that woman, ain't got in the Old Testament, said about Elisha, she said, a holy man of God comes by here. We got to make him a room. Hey, God, I want him around here because I know he's God's man. That's right. When her boy died, who'd she go after? The man of God. She didn't want Gehazi there throwing that staff on that boy. It wouldn't awake him anyway. She wanted that man of God there. When that man of God stretched himself on that boy. Amen. That's right. Put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes. And thank God he stretched on that boy and that boy's flesh became warm. Amen. Thank God he was quickened and made alive. Amen. Thank God. That's right. That's how sinners get saved. Amen. The man of God preaches the word of God and God blows on them and brings them into the family. That's right. I'm telling you this. Thank God that boy sneezed 7 times. Oh, one man of God said one time when he opened his eyes, he knew he was alive. But when he sneezed 7 times, the whole house knew he was alive. Amen. I'll tell you, you need to be doing some sneezing. Thank God, I'll tell you, you might know you're alive. But what about them around you? Amen. Have some life signs if you get saved. That's right.
Thank God when the man of God walked in. That's right. Look through the book of Acts, and men of God walked in them cities. Turned the world upside down. Changed things. Old Brother Lester Roloff said it right. He said the only two men that can change this country's way it's going is the papa and the preacher. That's right. Yeah, you better thank God. Oh, Isaiah took that book in Romans chapter 10. Thank God. I'm going to tell you this too. In that scripture of Isaiah 52, he's talking about the deliverance for the nation of Israel. But then he talked about deliverance. Thank God to be declared throughout the world. In them nations, talk about the Gentiles out there. Thank God that God sent His salvation on to the Jews. But to the Gentiles, get this. Everything was given to the nation of Israel. Every covenant, every promise was given to Israel. Everything was given to them. Are you listening? Thank God we was without hope. We was outside. We didn't have the covenant. We didn't have that. It wasn't given to us. You ought to be in hell.
Going to hell if it hadn't been for God.
This wicked, perverse nations are going to hell as fast as they put their shoes on. I was reading in the newspaper there yesterday. It's a man interviewing the president. He's talking about his Muslim upbringing. Mr. Franklin Graham had in there said, he asked Mr. President, was Jesus the only way? He said it was for him. I thought it is for anybody.
That's right.
I ain't cut no corners with it.
No.
Everybody's a going to hell if they ain't born again.
Right.
If they don't know Jesus Christ, they're all going to go to hell. It don't matter who they are, what their office is. Amen. Where they been, brother? This is a book right here, praise God. This is the Word of God. This is the Word of faith. This is only the book, brother. That rest of that mess, that Koran, all that filth, and that Mormon Bible, thank God and Jehovah Witness and all that crowd, all they are is a bunch of reprobate cops that wouldn't know God, don't know God. Hey, I'm telling you, this is a book tonight. This is a way tonight. And you'll get in God's way or you'll not get in. I'm telling you.
That's right, brother.
I believe it's as narrow as God said it was. I don't believe you got no room to take no luggage with you on that way, brother. I don't believe there's no room to say, come on, let's get on this way and this way. I believe it's God's way, period. And you'll have to get in the narrow way or you'll be left out and you'll go the broad way that leads to destruction. I'm not a liberal tonight, praise God, but we ought to be liberal givers. But I'm not going to be a liberal. I'm not getting in with the liberals. I'm not ecumenical. I'm not going to ecumenicals. I ain't got to believe in this. I'm going to go the old time way of God and preach it the way God says preach it and leave the rest up to God. And maybe we'll have an old time church. Or we preach and enjoy the good Holy Ghost working. That's right. Have old time singing?
Yeah.
It's going to sound like we had a rock concert.
Amen.
I don't care. Listen, I don't say this in a big way, I'm just talking to you. I wouldn't care if we never won another teenager again. If I had to have a bunch of contemporary rock music in a church to try to win them, forget it. I'm not saying God can't work, but I'm telling you what, God will only work in truth and what's right. God's not going to work in a bunch of that mess. Thank God they call Christian music. I'm telling you, there ain't no more Christian than what they call Christian tours. Everything's got a Christian tag on it today. We sell Christian tours, Christian t-shirts. Hey man, everything's a Christian. But I'm going to tell you what, they was called Christian first in Antioch, and that's because they symbol with the church and they was followers of Jesus Christ. It wasn't my friend because they ain't God wore a t-shirt, I'm a Christian. I ain't got it because they had a light that proved they was a Christian. And you don't have to wear a tag, thank God. Amen. You ought to dress right and look right. But I'll tell you what, you don't have to put a certain tag on. Amen. To show what you are. We'll just keep going this way. So we won't have big crowds. That's all right. We'll have who God wants. I don't care as long as God's with it. That's all that matters to me. I tell you what, I preach the big crowds for. And I'll tell you what, I preach the one or two. It don't matter to me. Amen. I don't want to preach the one or two, but if that's not what God, thank God, we'll preach the one or two. Amen. I preached the one or two. Thank God. I preached everywhere, a little bit everywhere. And I've been in prayer meetings before, and I had two people there. Amen. He said, what you going to do? Going to preach. Amen. I'm not preaching for them. I'm preaching for God. Hey, it might be that one man after all that chariot that Philip went to that preached to. And he got converted. He got saved. Amen. That eunuch, that Ethiopian eunuch. Thank God. Is one man. What about that, friend? I think we're putting a lot of stock in numbers today instead of the workings of God in hearts. And I love to see every pew filled. I just don't know if there's that many people in Salisbury want this kind of stuff. They want it if you give them an office.
Yeah.
Let them sing every week.
Right.
Give him an office in the church. Let him be a deacon.
Yeah.
Be a Sunday school teacher. Have a title. Have a say-so. Let the women run some kind of prayer group or they meet together. We're going to have groups in here. We have one family.
Amen.
There's no group going. Praise God. Right here is the group.
Amen.
Right here. This is a group. Amen. Show us right. We don't have no groups. Amen. Only groups we got is women that cook when people need food. Amen. We're not having a ladies group and a men's group and a prayer group. Hey, everybody will be praying. I always wonder why you got to put a tag on it to get a group together to pray.
That's right.
Because they want to feel like they got a title.
Yeah.
I don't find but two titles in the New Testament church as far as officers. That's pastor and deacon. And there's no such thing as a chairman of a deacon.
Right.
There's a deacon.
Right.
I love the Word of God, don't you?
Right.
It'll bust tradition to death.
Yeah.
It'll cut you down. Amen. I'll tell you what, if you got to have a title to serve God, you might as well go ahead and get right with Him.
Right.
Amen. I had to have a title of Jesus before He ever called me to preach.
Right.
That's right, praise God.
Yeah.
When I got saved, I fell in love with Jesus.
Amen.
He had never called me to preach. I still love Jesus. Amen. That's just what He called me to do. Amen. I went to church forever. I was called to preach. I was there three times a week, tithing, going on visitation before I was ever called to preach. And God didn't call me to preach because I'd done that. God called me to preach because that was His will. Amen. That's right. God calls men because it's His will to call men to preach. God don't call me and my friend. Thank God because of what they do. God calls him. If He did, He never would have a man. He said this. Get this here. It's been misquoted, but I'm going to tell you what it means. He said it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Are you a steward? Well, you are. But I'll tell you this. He's talking to preachers right there. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and 4, Paul's talking about preachers and about his life. And this is what he says, required stewards that a man be found faithful. I'll tell you what he's talking about. He's talking about faithful to the truth, to preach it. Look at it. Read it. I've studied it out. That's what he's talking about. You say, we ought to be faithful to the house of God. People use it. Well, I believe that too. But I'm telling you, if you're faithful to God, you're going to be faithful to the house of God. Amen. You can't separate it, brother. Thank God, if you love God, you're not going to have to go knock on somebody's door and try to beg them to come to the house of God. Amen. If they love Jesus, they'll be there. Thank God when the man of God walked in. Amen. What would the church be without the man of God? Be a chaos?
Yes, it would.
That's right, that's what it'd be. What would your life be? I'm not exalting a preacher, I'm exalting Christ. who gave you a man of God. I'm not preaching about me. Thank God I am preaching about me somewhat, but I'm preaching about other men of God that walked in your life, that had a great effect on you, that had, thank God, God put there. You wouldn't be where you're at if God hadn't put them there. That's God's way and God's will. That's what He said. How beautiful are the feet of Him, and the feet do the walking, and they come in and tell you what God said. How beautiful are the feet of Him. Preach the gospel. Amen. 1993, I stand sitting up there on the platform. A man of God come through that door. I was the only one in here. Holy Ghost. That's a man of God. I walked back here with a smile on my face, stuck out my hand. He said, Hanley Milby. And a man of God walked in my life.
Yeah.
I want to be like Christ, but I sure want some of what they got.
Amen. Amen.
That's what Elisha said. That's right. And I'm going to tell you this now. When that man of God walked in that door, He walked into my life. Are you listening to me? And there's been other men of God that's walked in this place. Thank God that God brought with a King James Bible and preached this book. It's made a difference in your life. I'm telling you, friend, we belittle the fact of the things of God today, of what God has done, and we'll always thank God, thank Him. I wish I could have this and have that. I'm telling you, if you got preaching in your heart, if you've had a man of God to walk in where you're at and preach your heart, thank God you got more than the world could ever owe.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Edgar Thomas.
Yeah.
Took that little old hand.
Yeah.
Somebody told me not long ago. They said when I was around Edgar Thomas, I thought I was around Moses.
Mm-hmm.
That old man of God. And dear neighbor. Well, Brother Keith Purcell said, I thought he's looking through me. Somebody told me about Brother Milby. They said, I don't like him coming up looking around me. He looks like he's trying to look through me. Thank God for a man of God walked in your life. You know what he come for? To tell you something about God. I want that. Thank God I'm trying to pull a gun. I want you to pray for me. God put something on me. Amen. God get in me greater and powerful. I know He's in me. I'm taught that grow in grace and knowledge. And have that old time Holy Ghost power. I don't want to talk. I don't want to get up and just speak. I want to thank God when I speak the Word of God. I want it to have some volume. I want to have some touch. I want to get where your heart's at. I want when you leave, thank God you said I've been helped by God. I'm telling you, better thank God there's been a man of God that walked through a way and got in your life and told you what God said. That's what's helped you down the way. It'll help you till you get to glory. Thank God for that man of God, how they walked in my life.
That's
right. My grandpa was a preacher. He had no education. Didn't even have a. He couldn't read. He told me he was saved when he was 18. God called him preacher shortly after that. He said at night he'd have grandma read the Bible to him. That's what he said. He said he'd have grandma read the Bible. And he said he got to praying to God. And he said, God, I don't know how to read, and I'm going to preach. And he said, I want you to teach me how to read. And he said, God taught him how to read the Word of God. I want to be real in my heart. I want to say what God wants me to say. And I want to preach the Word of God. And I thank God for the day a man of God walked in my life. Are you saved tonight?
Yes, sir.
Right. Are you saved? You have been saved. I was out and about last night. The deacon down at the Open Door Baptist Church, he said, I got a message for you. I said, what is it? He said, I know what you ought to preach on tomorrow. I said, well, tell me, since you know. He said, preach on heaven is sweet and hell's hot. I said, and that's the truth. That is the truth. The old boy said, if you die today, would you go to heaven? I'm seated in a vehicle and I'm through. I preached on Friday night. My wife, she teaches Christian school. We go over to this little convention in Greensboro. I was sitting out in the car. I didn't want to stay in there. That kind of stuff gets on my nerves. I wonder if some of them even know what God, who God is.
Yeah.
I don't want to get off on that, but I'll tell you what, you can be trained and not transformed.
Yeah. Amen.
I was sitting there and waiting on her, and a guy walked up. He said, I'll ask you something. I said, all right. He didn't know me. He didn't know who I was. He didn't know who I was with. He said, if a plane hit right here in this area and blowed all these cars up, and the one you're sitting in, where would you spend eternity? I said, well, I reckon heaven since I've been born twice. He kind of grinned. I said, yeah, that's the right answer. The right answer is right in here. That's where the hope is. There's a lot of people who give an answer, but it better be in here. You better have the hope in here. Amen. You ought to, hey, friend, listen to me tonight. A lot of people got the right language, but don't have the right Lord. Better know you're saved. That's right. Let's stand tonight.